Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Slim Harris. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The third baseman, Rube Lutsk. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Lutsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive towards short. Galloway reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris bunts in front of the plate. Myatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0-for-1 in the game. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 0-for-1 in the game. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lutzk. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Lutzk steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Lutzk scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Poole hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0 for 1 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Miller. Burns reaches second base with a double. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Burns steals third. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutzk fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lutzk hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Speaker. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Speaker steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 0 for 2 in the game. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. Poole hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-2 in the game. McNulty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fuchter hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-2 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. McNulty moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Harris reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harris scores. Bishop moves to second. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lutzk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rube Lutzk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lutzk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lutzk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harris, and towards Galloway, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lutsk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 3 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 3 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNulty hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris can't make a play. That's a base hit. McNulty moves to second. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Chick Fuchter. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick strikes out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 3 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.